11 minutes past 6. Premier Alan Mindy, Sue Anderson, Executive Director of Atlas Foundation. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Rasulwe. Good to be with you.
Always good to be with you. Alan, you've probably finished a 30-kilometer ride already.
No, I should have actually, but I haven't yet.
Okay, all right. Sue, lovely to meet you. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you, Rasulwe, and thanks for having me on air.
We great. Love it.
And morning, Premier, and morning, listeners.
Morning.
So tell us a little bit about this magic school bus, the DigiBus. Sue, I'm very excited to kick off the morning with some positive news. We always love that. Education is something that we love here on the show and our Cape Talk listeners love. Tell us about this wonderful feat that has been sponsored by Cognizant.
It's brilliant, Rafiwe. It's actually the brainchild of Simon Shaw, who's a former English rugby player. And he's part of the Atlas Foundation, which in turn was founded by Jason Leonard. So they had this fantastic idea about 2 years ago. Let's get a classroom to the children instead of always trying to get them into classrooms, you know, far away from, you know, where they may live from. So it's a repurposed Scania bus, and it was repurposed in Kenya. It made its way down from Mombasa by sea to Durban, and it's finally arrived in South Africa. Atlas actually have two buses, and South Africa received the first one. So it's a mobile digital classroom. The children don't actually travel on it. There's place for four teachers to travel on the bus, but it's equipped with chairs and tables and 40 laptops. So we literally take this digital classroom into the communities. And Atlas South Africa was tasked with finding the very best project, you know, to put this into the safe hands of. And the Rissa Academy in Cape Town, which does exceptional work in Langa, really ticked all the boxes. So one of the main sponsors with Atlas, as you mentioned, is Cognizant. They're a massive company in the States. They're very much behind the Grand Prix and sponsoring Aston Martin. So they didn't really know too much about South Africa, but at the end of this journey, you know, walking this road with them, they've got such heart for the work that we're doing. So it's really great to have brought them on board now as well. But yeah, it's a collaboration of many people raising funds all around the world, Atlas Singapore, Atlas London, you know, to bring the bus to us.
And Premier, how are these schools selected? Is the province involved in that?
Well,
students.
I mean, I didn't choose which school. It actually has worked with the private school, so it's bishops that are involved in this specific school where it's now sent primarily to Langa. The really interesting thing, which I mean, I think from a government point of view, we're really going to watch is the work that they're doing on transition from grade 3 to grade 4. Because grade 1 to 3, you learn in mother tongue. But when you go from grade 3 to grade 4, especially in maths, there's quite a difficult transition with some of the key language nuances. And I mean, that for me was really interesting when we were at the bus handover. But I'm a big supporter of the Atlas Foundation. They do such amazing work. So, you know, that was sort of my real involvement. And you know, if we can help them with more of these, but we will be watching it very closely because it's really such a unique and great idea.
It's probably informative as well, right? If we can get other companies on board in terms of potentially rolling out more?
Correct. So what this bus is, there'll be four primary schools that they're focusing on. And they're going to do about 1,000 learners a day. And this is just a sort of massive opportunity on wheels.
Brilliant stuff. Sue, talk to me about how I can help. If I'm sitting at home and listening to you and Alan right now, how can I support this initiative?
Well, I think it just makes sense for any corporate, you know, listening, because it's a fantastic way to get your staff involved. Obviously, Atlas South Africa is registered as a public benefit organization, so all, you know, Section 18A certificates in place, you know, in that regard. But it's really, I mean, aside from the bus, we're very active in Masipumalele, Ocean View, up in Gauteng, where we're really transforming rugby on the ground and obviously underpinning it with education now. It's just you know, expanding quickly into that role as well. So to work with anybody who would like to work with us on our fields, with our coaches underpin everything about Atlas. They are real mentors and role models. So, you know, if I can expand the role, Lele, Ocean View, up in Gauteng, where we're really transforming rugby on the ground and obviously underpinning it with education now, it's just, you know, expanding quickly into that role as well. So to work with anybody who would like to work with us on our fields, with our coaches underpin everything about Atlas. They are real mentors and role models. So, you know, if I can expand the role of the coaches, there's so much we can do. And we are very vigilant looking at, you know, looking out for new projects. I'm working with a corporate at the moment. We're looking at the Tilbach area. There's so much we can do there. So, you know, wherever there's a need or a corporate with a community they want to serve, you know, let's talk. You know, there are ways we can help each other. And to have the backing of a global charity foundation, I actually have the international spotlight, you know, to really focus on what we're doing in South Africa. And in fact, I'm flying out to London tonight to meet with the trustees of Atlas and to really bring it alive, exactly what they're doing to help us, you know, back here in South Africa. So I'd love to work with anybody who's got an idea, and let's do it, because we really have got the power to change the mindset and the narrative, and there's work to be done.
There certainly is. Thank you so much, Sue Anderson, Executive Director of the Atlas Foundation. Alan Wendy, our own Western Cape Premier. Always a pleasure.